views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Good evening and welcome to Tando Radio Show. My name is Scotty Reed and I'm taking over for Dave, who let me know that he's going to be about 10 minutes late. So I'm going to hold it down until Brother Dave joins us for this episode of Tando Radio Show. Today's date is December the 5th, 2017. Good to be on these airwaves with you this evening. I hope that you have had a productive day and pretty much trouble-free behind these enemy lines. But of course, there's no guarantee. There's somebody being victimized just about every day. And we'll be talking about some of that tonight later on BTR News, which will follow Tando Radio Show. As Dave always says, it's important to support Black Talk Media Project, the U.S.-based media nonprofit, which manages the Black Talk Radio Network as well as BTRCommunity.com and has helped a number of independent black media producers launch their own platforms. I was checking out a station that we helped a client launch earlier today. So shout out to the Conscious Black Business Network. Shout out to you brothers and what you do in bringing people news and information about the things that you discuss on your station. So again, it's important to support independent black media. I saw an article today from CNN. It was a black person who wrote the article, and that black person works for The Grill, which is not, I should point out, not a black-owned news outlet. It's just a news outlet that targets black people. And yes, they employ several black writers. Yes, one of the editors is, Dr. Henry Louis Gates, but it is not a black-owned platform. It's another corporate media platform. So in case you're wondering, sometimes when you come across articles on there and you think, you like, where is this person coming from? Well, you need to consider that. All right, so support Black Talk Media Project. We are in to our 10th year of broadcasting, as our 9-year anniversary was last month, the month of November. And I want to thank all those who have given to our fundraiser to help us attain a budget going forward for 2018. But it just feels, you know, kind of special to be around this long as an independent media platform without any kind of corporate support, without a bunch of grants and stuff from the U.S. government or these other foundations that like to fund what they call public media. We don't get any of those resources. We are strictly people powered. And so if you like the work that we are engaged in, if independent black media is important to you, please consider considering making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. And you can find us online at blacktalkmediaproject.org, where you can also subscribe to some of the media services that we offer to the public at a very low cost. I don't have the information on Coins for Change that Dave talks about whenever he opens up the program, so I will leave that to him, as they will be doing a part two, or he will be doing a part two to yesterday's program where he was talking about Coins for Change. For those that don't know what that is, just a brief overview of that. That is crowdfunding, where people put their funds together to invest in cryptocurrency and what have you. But like I said, he is well versed on what they are doing, so I'm not even going to try and give you some information that might be incorrect. But Coins to Change is something that we think is worthwhile supporting. All right, so I do want to get into some of the news of the day that Dave has posted. Again, this is Scotty. Dave will be joining us at any moment now, so I went ahead and started the program for him. Let me see. Let me give out the phone numbers. The telephone numbers, 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. To make a comment, you put yourself in the caller's queue by hitting ** on your phone keypad. You can also call in via voiceover IP by using our Uber conference line, which is uberconference.com/Black Talk Radio Network. We also have a chat room, but you have to log in with a profile to get into the chat room, because if you show up as a person unknown, I'm booting you out. All right, and that is to prevent some of the shenanigans that goes on when people are lurking around that don't want to be identified or what have you. Yeah, we're not going to allow that no more. Okay. All right, so let me get into some of the news of the day. All eyes should be paying attention to what's going on in the Koreas right now. Concerning North Korea and South Korea, as South Korea and the United States kicked off a large-scale air exercise, and they did this despite North Korean warnings. Let me just share this brief excerpt from you that comes to you from Reuters.com. It says, South Korea and the United States launched large-scale joint aerial drills on Monday, official said, a week after North Korea said it had tested its most advanced missile as part of a weapons program that has raised global tensions. And so what they're talking about is the successful launch of a ballistic missile. Did not have a nuclear warhead, of course. It had a dummy nuclear warhead, but North Korea successfully launched a intercontinental ballistic missile, which some say can hit anywhere in the United States, but most certainly any city on the West Coast. And as I, you know, was contemplating what's going on in Libya, what's going on in Syria, what's even going on in Iraq, these are three military engagements that the United States has been involved in the past decade. And when you look at those three countries that were the subjects of unwarranted attacks and intrusions by the United States and its allies, none of those countries had weapons of mass destruction. None of those countries had nuclear weapons. In fact, they had decided to give up their ambitions towards nuclearizing their war machine. And what happened to them? Well, they got invaded and they got attacked. So it is pretty logical to me to see why a country like North Korea would invest so much time and effort in obtaining nuclear weapons, because that seems to be the only way that you can guarantee that you won't have the crosshairs put on you by the United States and its so-called allies. But again, no, there's no guarantee. You know, we got a pretty unstable man who is occupying the White House right now. He seems to act more off of impulse than he does in engaging in critical thinking. So anything could pop off. Anything could pop off. And I tell you, those people in South Korea, especially those who are in its capital city, they don't. North Korea doesn't even need nuclear weapons to destroy that city when they have so much artillery pointed at that city. They can destroy that city and cause a massive loss of life. So I don't see that North Korea is invading anyone. I don't see that North Korea has bombed anyone. I don't see. I mean, you can talk all day long about the internal plight of the citizens of North Korea, but I would point you to the internal plights of many of these countries, including the United States, but specifically the plight of the people in Syria, Iraq, and Libya right now. You know? So, yeah. So that's something to keep an eye on. Also, the Trump administration, and this is particularly I guess you would call this the payoff for why so many Zionists and Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, supported Donald Trump. And so, you know, I guess they're calling in their markers now, and the U.S. embassy is preparing for violence as Trump makes Jerusalem the de facto capital of Israel, which I also refer to as the occupied nation of Palestine. Okay, so Donald Trump, and this is something that he mentioned during the campaign, so this doesn't come out of nowhere. And so he's mentioning moving the U.S. embassy from the city of Tel Aviv, which is located in Israel, the Zionist state, and he's going to move that to Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem has a long history of being a place of worship, one of the quote-unquote holy places of several different major religions like Christianity, Judaism, as well as Islam. And all throughout history, you can see where there have been various wars that were fought over Jerusalem. Now, Donald Trump, by doing this, is angering a lot of Muslims. A lot of Muslim nations are taking a look at this, and they're like, you know, what is this dude doing? He must be trying to get a war started over here. So the Daily Caller, which is a right-wing rag, but it's still reporting on this. It says U.S. embassies prepare for violence as Trump makes Jerusalem decision. President Mahmoud Abbas received a telephone call from Donald Trump in which he notified the President Abbas of his intention to move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Now, again, what's this? The U.S. embassy has been in Tel Aviv for so very long, and so what's the point of stirring the pot or kicking the hornet's nest by saying, oh, we're going to move our embassy to Jerusalem? Well, I would say it's white supremacy. Israel is a white supremacist, settler, colonist nation built on top of Palestine. All right. So that's what he's doing. He's giving his white supremacist buddies, particularly Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, what they want. They want this. I mean, Israel would love for all-out war so that they can continue exterminating the Palestinians and what have you. So I'm sure they're celebrating this move, but hey, it could blow up and lead to a huge loss of life. So I don't even see why this is even necessary. It's not necessary, really. It's not necessary in order for the United States to carry out its diplomatic mission in Israel by moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. This is what you call a reckless move, in my opinion, on the part of Donald Trump. Oh, it looks like we got Dave in. All right, Dave, I'm going to let you take over the rest of what's in the news. I just shared your first two stories, and welcome to Tando Radio Show.
Hold on, Scotty. Thank you, brother. I'm actually pulling up to the house now, so I'm going to have to run into the house and get logged in. I just wanted to let you know that I'm here, and I'll be on in as soon as I run in and get hooked up. So,
All right, we got you covered. All right, so the next story.
Okay, I'm here.
Yeah, the next story comes to you from Russia Insider. And Russia's FM, I'm not sure what that means, FM. I'm thinking PM, like Prime Minister or something like that. But anyway, Russia's FM.
That's their foreign minister.
Foreign minister, okay. Lavrov called Nikki Haley a liar, and he's being far too kind, according to Lewis Hayward, who published this article in Russia-Insider today. The fact that Nikki Haley occupies the position she does is a real head-scratcher, but then again, maybe not. Haley is one of the most abject grovelers to the American-Israel lobby. And I would just say, on a side note, point me to a U.S. politician that's in Congress, whether it's the Senate or the House, that isn't. You know what I'm saying? I mean, every presidential candidate, including Donald Trump, including Barack Obama, including Hillary Clinton, including Mitt Romney, the only one I know that did not go down to kiss the ring at the AIPAC conference, that's the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, which in my opinion, which also, what was his name, John F. Kennedy, thought they should be registered as foreign agents. As we know, the United States just made Russia today register as foreign agencies. And that's a news. That's a news outlet. What do you think AIPAC is doing? What do you think they lobbying for? U.S. tax dollar money to be sent as welfare checks to the nation of Israel. That's what they do. And every last, I don't care if it's a D behind their name or R behind their name, they love kissing Israel's ass. They really, really, really do. The only person I know that did not go down there, that declined to go kiss the ring and tell them what they were going to do for Israel, was Ron Paul. All right, Ron Paul. All right. So it goes on to say Haley is one of the most abject grovelers to the American-Israel lobby. Check out this extraordinary video of her bowing and scraping at a recent Israel lobby event. It's not to be believed. So let me go ahead and cue this video up. It's only about 3 minutes.
It's no secret that there are.
This is at AIPAC.
Where Israel is more constantly and unfairly attacked than at the United Nations. The woman we're about to hear from is determined to change that. It's the Honorable Nikki Haley.
So here we got the U.S. ambassador.
I wear heels. It's not for a fashion AIPAC statement. It's because if I do something wrong, we're going to kick them every single time.
By these foreign agents.
So when they decided to try and put a Palestinian in one of the highest positions that had ever been given at the U.N., we said no, and we had him booted out. So then they tested us again. And a ridiculous report, the Falk report, came out. I don't know who the guy is or what he's about, but he's got serious problems.
I'm sorry, the video says Richard Falk is an international law and international relations scholar who taught at Princeton University for 40 years. And he probably was talking about the gross human rights violations that Israel commits on a daily basis. Last thing I heard is they are targeting African immigrants. So here we go. Let it continue. He is the author, editor of 40 books and served as the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in the Palestinian Territories from 2008 to 2011. Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, has a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting.
Goes and compares Israel to an apartheid state. So the first thing we do is we call the Secretary General and say, this is absolutely ridiculous. You have to pull it. The Secretary General immediately pulled the report, and then the director has now resigned.
Hey, I'm going to stop it there. We don't need to hear any more from this agent of Israel. And again, this is the United States. This is a U.S. official, former governor, current U.N. ambassador, down here speaking to the American Israeli Political Action Committee, but you want to talk about Russia interfering in some elections. Do y'all not know how much these people influence American politics? All right, and that's just showing you how they use their weight. The United States doesn't care about the human rights of Palestinians or those Africans or even the Israeli Jews who happen to be black and Ethiopian descendant. Who the Israeli government admitted to sterilizing and forcing these people and sometimes doing it without their knowledge, giving them birth control that cut the Ethiopian Jewish population inside of Israel by 50% in 10 years. Because they don't want Israel to be black. They want it to be white. Okay, even though that's a political construct that was brought about in order to maintain slavery, that, you know, race isn't real, but it's real when we're talking about politics and how people base their decisions and their behavior towards other humans. It's all about white supremacy in Israel. So here you have an American official bragging about bullying the United Nations on the behalf of Israel to even get a human rights report documenting human rights abuses pulled from the UN. So this is the country that we live in, folks. All right, Dave, are you ready to take over?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, Scotty, I was just sitting back and enjoying, you know, that's my man, Scotty. That's my man, Scotty. So thank you, Scotty. And everyone, please, excuse me for being a little late today. Just traffic and everything else got caught up in some things, but good job. Thank you so much, Scotty. Greatly appreciate you all. And just want to say thank you to you all for being and listening in on today's show. And I'm going to pick up from there. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll see you in queue. Now, before we get into, let me finish what's in the news and then we're going to get into today's show. Man, it was something that Scotty just said that was so critical. And I'm going to tell you, this is what you heard from Nikki Haley at APEC and everything else. That's crowdfunding, folks. Crowdsourcing. That's why that stuff is so powerful. Because when you're able to leverage the overall momentum of many, it becomes an unstoppable force to all. That is so, so powerful. And this is why I've always talked about collective prudence and the importance of it. And I'm so committed to it because it actually works, because you're able to actually have self-determination. And that is more than powerful. That is your birthright. And we have to stop surrendering our birthright. So thank you, Scotty. Let me pick up from here. The next article we got is, I got this one from Good News Network. Homeless man tears open deadlocked door and rescues children from a smoke-filled home. So check out that article as well. So definitely necessary for that. Next article, I posted this one. This comes from the Daily Economist. So move this down. Silver forfeiture going wild. Alabama DA used cash and property stolen from citizens without a crime to fund bonuses for employees. This is something that you're going to definitely start to see happening a whole lot more. Civil forfeiture gone wild. Alabama DA, district attorney, used cash and property stolen from citizens without a crime to fund bonuses for employees. There are many different ways and types of governments that government theft that goes beyond the more obvious ones of taxation and inflation, because that's what they are. Yet perhaps the most erroneous one is the use of civil forfeiture, as which shows law enforcement officials stealing more cash and property from innocent citizens in 2016 than the total amount accumulated value from all of the legal from all of the illegal theft done that year by criminals. Hear that one more time. Wow. Civil forfeiture, which shows law enforcement officials steal more cash and property from the innocent citizens in 2016 than the total amount accumulated a total amount of accumulated value from all of the illegal theft done that year by criminals. That is the precedence that is going to be expanded upon, because inflation and taxation is already theft, and they're expanding on that, and they're going to continue this whole program. They will continue this whole program until the general population starts to really start to do some things that no longer enables individuals to use a system to their overall beneficial in individual or criminal means. I mean, criminal benefit. Of all everything that was stolen by so-called criminals and illegal theft, of course, because the truth. Let me tell you, one of the keys to getting away with a crime is you got to clean it up before you do it, and the system absolutely has put into place where individuals, by using the law, they can legally take whatever it is that they want. It's illegal to do what they're doing, but they make it legal. And that's what's done here. And this is not going to be just some some aberration. It's not just something that only is going to happen, you know. This is the overall preferred method. And we have to know these things and strategically place ourselves into positions of immunity so that that can't happen among us, and broaden out that overall borders, that cloak of protection. That cloak of protection should start to grow further and further, stronger, wider, and deeper. And because what's going to happen, they may have not done it to you today, but they will do it to you tomorrow. They just haven't gotten to you yet. That really should be the overall direction of us all. And I know by saying those type of things and doing some of the things that we're going to be doing, some people are going to be highly upset. I don't care. I really don't care. Because the truth stands alone. And all that goes along with it. So, very telling. Next article, Rise posted this one, came from Bitcoin Manager. When stock market crashes, Bitcoin will be a safe haven, according to experts.
Now that Bitcoin has yet reached a new record high, blowing past the 10,000 mark for the first time and trending towards the next milestone, many institutional investors are speculating that Bitcoin will be useful, will be a useful haven in the coming future. So we'll see how that goes. And I think today it went past $12,000 today. So we'll see how that goes. Leverage, leverage, leverage. Next one is going to be part of today's. Rise posted this one from Cointelegraph. Forgive me, Father, for I have forked investors to release Bitcoin God. Huh? What in the world? So I got to check this one. Chinese Bitcoin and blockchain angel investor has announced that he will release his own Bitcoin hard fork called Bitcoin G-O-D. So check out that article. I haven't checked these articles out. Rise has some really good ones there. And how much time we got? Oh, we got to hurry up, get going. So definitely check out these articles. Rise has some really good ones here. And it's some other ones. There's a new app. Rise posted a new app to signal start of Bitcoin crash. Check out that. There are a couple of good articles, but we need to get going in the show because we're already at 3:30. But let me hit some of the other ones. Rise posted this one from South China Morning Post. Austria warned over siding against China in security group. Former Australian foreign minister said his nation should remain neutral and not be viewed as trying to contain China in an alliance with the U.S., India, and Japan. Man, this war is about to really pick up. Good article there, Rise. Very, very important. Next article, Rise posted it from NPR.org. Subpoenas for Deutsche Bank may put Mulder on collision course with Trump. Man, it's only going to grow, and then the overall speculation, the overall destabilization, sorry about that, is going to be huge. Very, very important. So that's what's in the news. Wait. Let me go down. It's a couple more. Rise had a couple more. Move down. And it was, I think I missed one. Okay, yeah. Here we go. Another one. Rise posted from Cointelegraph. USB files patent for blockchain violation. USB files patent for blockchain validation. In a recent release, patent office filing, the UBS, the $930 billion Swiss banking giant has sought approval for a blockchain technology based in validating platform for users. The patent indicated that UBS is pursuing blockchain technology as a solution for client IP and user validation. So the whole world is going to be using the overall cryptocurrency because that's what the system really wants. And this is the unfolding events of that. So it's all going to be part of the blockchain smart contracts and everything else. So we want to position ourselves accordingly for that. So we're going to jump into today's show. Today's show is part two of the power in crowdfunding. So we definitely want to do that. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. We are going to be going to Atlanta, Georgia, relatively soon in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be giving a presentation in Atlanta, Georgia. And so for those of you that are in the Atlanta area, what you could do is definitely I'm going to get this all structured. I wanted to give you first heads up. So we will be coming to Atlanta. I actually finished a YouTube video, one of the reasons why I was late, a YouTube video on Coins of Change on how to set up your account. For those of you that are going to be bringing in people, as well as also the presentation. I actually have a presentation. I'm going to be putting it on Facebook. Not Facebook. What am I talking about? I'm going to be putting it on on YouTube as a YouTube video that you will be able to download and use and circulate. And so just wanted to, you all to get a heads up. So we'll be coming to Atlanta, Georgia, and one of my business associates, partners, young man, fantastic young man, said that he already had probably around, I think what he was saying is around, once he put it out, was like over 75 people that wanted, and this was out any, without any telling people we're going to be there or anything else, without any marketing, without any advertising or anything else. We already had that type of interest. So those of you that are in the Atlanta area, so definitely get with me and start to put the word out. I'll give you the dates, and then I'm going to definitely need your overall help from you, the Tando Radio Show listeners, because this is our family. We're going to be growing this. And so definitely want to make you a part of that. And as this definitely grows, I'm going to tell you what my overall, I remember when Brother Davis and I and everybody else in RDP started RDP. It was my overall long-term goal. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I didn't really care to know how it was going to happen. I just knew it was going to happen. I was going to continue to work into that to happen, to where we would be able to go around this country, get everyone in the in our neighborhoods and in our families, not only just us by way of the community, but by way of us as the human species that resonate in the way that we do, to get everyone prepared and get everyone financially structured to be able to not only withstand anything, but create their own economy and a collective prudence. Because, and to put that energy in a more directed way, and for everyone that we have to work together in their own businesses and collectively work in our business that we've created, known as collective prudence, which is crowdfunding. And now that opportunity is here, and I'm going to definitely seize it. And many of you that are on Tando Radio Show that's been with us from Scotty to Scotty putting us on, CC making the introduction, to all of you that I have come to have a relationship with, my overall, if you would like to work with us on this, and what I mean work with us, actually you actually receive compensation for your energy, that opportunity will be there. And that's what we're building. And that in itself is so powerful, because we will be working towards our own self-determination continuously. And to me, it's nothing else like that at all. That is so valuable. Can't even really put a... There is no dollar amount that you can attach to it, because the dollar itself is a worthless entity. So it can't resonate with, it doesn't have the frequency development. It doesn't resonate high enough to even be compared to or even thought of in the same existence of what we'll be able to do from crowdfunding. Because you have crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, and I'd rather say really crowdsourcing, because we're going to be sourcing many different things. It's not just economic things. It's so powerful. It gives us the opportunity to be more efficient and effective than a miracle, than the miracles of the past or the miracles that have been spoken about. It's more powerful than that. What you'll be able to do is more powerful than that. And I don't know anyone else that I would rather do something like that with than you, than us. It's going to be difficult, because it's worth it. And it is definitely something that we definitely need to do. And the necessity of it is shown from the quality of life and standard of living that we've been indoctrinated to. We don't have to accept that. That does not give us any forms of our birthright. That does not give us any forms of our sovereignty and self-determination. What this only gives us is a overall place in the economy. And the place in the economy is a subpar place that keeps you from really being able to maximize and benefit from your overall energy and capability. It is being siphoned for someone else's gain. That is a major, major, major problem. So we're going to be in Atlanta. And we may even be in Atlanta before the beginning of the year. And today is the 5th. I'm going to have to, this is another 3 and 4 hours less of sleep that we're going to be getting nightly, and we don't even get done now, but I couldn't think of a more, it's nothing more satisfying than being able to grow and develop a true grassroots organization among you all. Nothing greater. And this is going to be a very intense, very coordinated, difficult, but worth it road to travel. And I know you are all in. I know you're all in. And because of that, I can't wait to actually start working in this, which we already have, and just growing this whole thing. And I would always say there is no leader, but there is an objective. And that objective is self-determination, sovereignty, cooperation, harmony, and establishing a legacy that will feed, nurture, develop, coordinate for those that you have yet not named. What greater gift that you can give, some given sustainability. What greater gift that your overall energy seeds forward hundreds of years, thousands of years, or even millions of years. And that momentum is only going to grow and gain even more force behind it because of the great individuals that will be a part of it all, such as you. Man, looking forward to it. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Also, like I was saying, I have a YouTube video out. Just have to download it, the YouTube video. When we go to the commercial break, Scotty, if you would just give me 2 minutes more, two or three minutes more, have to do something real quick, and then we'll come back, and then we'll get right back into the show. So today's show is going to be about crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, the overall power of it, and I know the overall power of it because I will just say this: there is no more. There are a couple assured ways of becoming extremely generationally wealthy. Not talking about what man calls money or cash, but really, really wealthy, where you're not lacking of anything. There is no lack. You're able to sustain yourself. And because you're able to sustain yourself, what more powerful living could there be where you never have to compromise your morality for someone else's agenda anymore? You don't have to do what's politically correct because it's morally wrong. You don't have to do what everybody else just to get along. Meaning you don't have to go along to get along. You don't have to develop something that is not in your best interest. You can cultivate your talents where your fullness of your ability is. And all it takes is you, your commitment. No, not everyone is going to get along. I don't like everybody, and everybody don't like me. I have no problem with that. I understand the power in that. But what's more important than liking is what's essential. You may not like something, but that doesn't mean that you don't need it. And then what you start to find that, you know what? Maybe what I didn't like about that person wasn't really there naturally, it's just synthetically put there. Just like the synthetic foods. And the synthetic food brings about illnesses that the natural body would otherwise not have to deal with. In a sustainable state that it was created to actually thrive in. Crowdfunding has always been our natural relationship in everything that's living. It's just that there came another way to become extremely wealthy is by exploiting the overall energy of the crowd. That too gains generational wealth. And that's what many in the system have chosen to do. And it's been so prevalent, and it's been put so much out in front of us that we think that the only way to succeeding is by what we've seen success to do in the past. And it's not it. It's not it at all. There is no real progress that's made. It's only the regression of our eternal abilities. It's stymied. It's squandered. And unnecessary babble and foolishness. It's time for us to think anew. We can't use the same consciousness that created the problem. We have to think anew. It's what Einstein said. Can't use that same energy. There is another energy that we can use. In collective prudence, crowdsourcing is definitely the most beneficial thing that we can do. Are we going to have problems? Yes. But all the problems that you come across, the problems really don't exist. It just gives an opportunity for you to apply the appropriate solution. See, when we change the way that we resonate, to change the way that we see different things, that means that we change a different energy response to everything. I think that we are in a optimum time to change our energy, how we respond to everything. Where we develop more solution bearers instead of complainers. Where we develop more positive energy instead of low frequency. because low-frequency individuals don't like high-frequency living. And what generally happens is that that low frequency of them becomes so strong that they can't stand it. And everyone else that's high frequency just looks at it and can recognize it. And it drives them crazy. Because that's what low frequency does. When you're low frequency, it drives you crazy. It's an insane energy that so slowly consumes and destroys all of your natural abilities. And there are other ways to do many different things. And we all have the talents to do it all. So I'm going to be looking towards that. And I can't wait for that to start to further itself. And I will say this, in the future there may not be any jobs, but there will be plenty of work to do. So let's get busy. Let's get busy rowing the boat. And for those of you that are game, those of you that are down, those of you that are sincere, those of you that are willing, we will do just that. May not be for everybody, but that's all right. That's not going to stop nobody. It definitely not going to stop us. However great or however small, the necessity is still the same. The truth still remains. Time that we live by more truths. Time that we live by more truths. So, Brother Davis just jumped in real quick. I want to give Brother Davis an opportunity. Brother Davis, if you can, unmute yourself. I want Brother Davis to get a chance to talk about Wise Wednesday tomorrow, if we're going to have Wise Wednesday. And then right after that, Scotty, if we could go to a commercial break, we'll greatly appreciate it, and then we'll get back into today's show. Brother Davis, is always good to hear the voice of a friend. And before we start, Brother Davis, I don't know if you heard today's show or you heard yesterday's show, because I know that you and Sister Davis are constantly working and doing things, and I appreciate and love you all for that. Give my regards to the Empress. I don't know, Brother Davis, if you heard what I was talking about before, but I know you remember the conversation that we had back in 2014, I believe it was, 2014. Wow. When I called Brother Davis, and we talked about there are some things that we need to do because we're responsible for what we know. And that's when we said, yes, we need to do something and start to try to get the people prepared. And I want to just say from me to you, thank you for being the seed that sprouted, the seed that took the germination process and began it with us. And where it's going, Brother Davis, is no way in the world that I think that we could have gotten where we're going and where we are without your sincere energy. And I truly, truly appreciate you for that. So, Brother Davis, if you can just unmute yourself. Oh, we lost him. Brother Davis, give us a call back when you get a chance. We lost Brother Davis, so I don't know if he probably was somewhere where the phone dropped. But what we're going to do is that if we don't hear back from Brother Davis, here he is. Okay. Brother Davis, are you there?
Hey, brother. Thank you, brother. I'm glad I could get back here. There's been so much going on. I'm going to tell you, really, I'm with fired up because literally we've been doing some serious studying. I actually launched a website and found out it got hijacked. There's a lot of things that are going on in the technical world that I didn't know about. But sometimes you have to stumble into a hole before you realize that there's pitfalls all around. But, I mean, I'll adjust and make your changes as I go along and I expand myself in the knowledge. But let's get tomorrow night's show. We're going to discuss exactly what's happening right now, but we're going to discuss it on a level of cosmology. Why? Because you see what's happening externally. And literally, we're watching the imploding of this system because all civilizations move on. Now, one of the unique things about this is that as this system implodes, a lot of it we can see happening, and a lot of it is happening that we can't see. But the most unique thing about this is that we're moving from one age into another age. Now, what is the ages I'm talking about? Well, you've heard the concept of the age of Aquarius, which we are 50 years into. But we just left the what they call the Piscean age. The Piscean age, I'm going to explain to you with clarity. Then I'm going to explain the age of Aquarius with clarity. And while we must be saved, we must be diligent on the path that we're on. This transition will not be easy by no means. But we cannot stop what is going to happen anyway. So the only thing we can do is position ourselves to ride this out or get through it. Because the sad part about it is, not all of us will, but you've heard me say that before, not all of us will get through this. But the best part of it is that as we move back closer to our natural positions, meaning, and I'll go into giving you an understanding about that in reference to the universal law and the human lifestyle, but as we move back to our natural positions, we're going to see the masses do the same thing. And I'll go into explaining that tomorrow night. But tomorrow night's show is going to be a really good show. Those people who take in that little bit of information I gave you and do some due diligence on it, you'll be a little ahead of those who wait for the show tomorrow night. But believe me, what is happening is beyond our control, but it's going to work for us. Because one of the things we have to always understand, that we are connected to something greater than ourselves. So regardless of what's going on or what people are saying or what they're planning to do, that has nothing to do with the universe plan. And I've always said, you got man's plan, then you got the creator's plan. So we're going to go into greater detail of that tomorrow night, and I'm going to tell you, I hope everybody who comes with a pencil and a piece of paper, because the information is going to be overwhelming. And the best part about it is you all play a role. That role has to be accepted. Now, I know I don't want to go into that because I'll explain that tomorrow night. But the best part about it is that you're getting it here on Black Talk Radio, and we're bringing it to you from Tando. So, Brother Dave, thank you for everything. The show is on point as usual. I am racing because I want to get back here in time for a day 30 call. But everybody, just send me blessings, and I look for you tomorrow night.
Brother Davis, much, much respect. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hi, babe. So, all right, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, if you would run it just a little longer, like a minute or two longer, we'd greatly appreciate it. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, make sure you don't miss it. As Brother Davis always says, come with a pen and paper and an open mind. It's so, so important. So give us a call, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
anybody.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6 and having a live show today about crowdfunding. So definitely looking forward to that. We got a caller in queue. I'm going to go to that caller in 1 second. I just want to let you all know that tonight, for those of you that are Coins of Change members, we are going to have a members call for all of you that are, and the number is going to be area code 669-900-6833, and this is off of Zoom. You need to download Zoom on, you need to download Zoom on your laptop, tablet, or desktop. It's going to be a Zoom call, so I can share my screen and you can see my screen and we can share it with you. And then what you're going to do is that the code is going to be 423-006-4983. 423-006-4983 is going to be the access code. For those of you that are Coins of Change members, we're going to be having that a Zoom call tonight at 7:30 Central Standard Time. That's going to be 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, and it's going to be 8:30 Eastern. I messed that up. 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 Central Standard Time, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. So those are the time zones. Those are that's the number. Once again, 669 area code 900-6833. The access code is going to be 42006-4983 is going to be the number. So we'll have a members only call, and we're going to go over some things, some concerns that you may have about compensation, how it works. It's really, we'll go over that so you can see it in everything else and just whatever it is, and just some other things that we need to be talking about. Very, very, very important. So that's what we're going to be doing. So jump in on that this evening as we move forward. Also, tomorrow we're going to have a new members call. Yes, we're going to have a new members call. We're going to have a new members call. And that is going to be roughly around 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Hold on 1 second. 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. I have to call this person back. Sorry about that, you all. And so we will have a new members. It's going to be the same access code, same number for this. So I will let you know, okay? So let's get back into the show. We got my man Ramon that's in queue. Let's go to Ramon, and then we'll get started. Ramon, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, Dave? Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Dave, I just wanted to, I'm not trying to come in like somebody that know anything. I just wanted to share something since you and Brother Davis and the show that Mario them had yesterday. the Melanated Roux show was on yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to catch all of it, but what I did catch, I was able to generate some type of response to what they were talking about. I will say to this family here, as we talking about the directions, like geographical directions of the world, and everybody's starting to talk about this flat earth stuff, here's something I would love for our family to first keep in mind, is that in the laws of energy, when we talk about negative and positive, these things are based on polarities. And often we take that language into regular living, so we'll say you're negative, for example, as opposed to positive. And what I'm starting to understand is there is no such thing as bad energy. It's because we're having a polar opposite is that's going on that is creating so much stuff. So in short, here's what I'm saying. Because we are literally living right now opposite of the true Earth magnetic poles, we're actually living a life, from what I gather, that we're actually imagining going up the stream against the current as opposed to going with the current in the flow. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
And you know, it's so funny. The polarity is so, so important, and it's so true. And I'm going to redirect how I talk about it. You know, the body does the exact same thing. It mirrors itself in so many ways. I was talking to an NFL player recently, and he was talking about how he learned different things about his body from being an NFL player. And he was saying that when something hurts on your body, it could be because it's actually somewhere else that has the problem. And that is so true, because you know that's used in dentistry as well, and just in the body itself. So what we was really saying is that in some cases, if you had a foot problem, that's because your glutes were not built up enough. And so that really speaks to what Ramon is saying here. And I give, you know, I think that is very appropriate for right now, because people do resonate at different frequencies, and people do have different degrees of thought. And I think what I would really say, that some people have different intentions, and some of those intentions can be malevolent or benevolent. But it's very true what Ramon just said about energy. I definitely can see that. But I also know that there's different frequencies in those. The energy actually resonates. Resonating, what I mean by resonating, it moves, it vibrates, it actually radiates at different speeds, at different depths, at different intervals, and at different lengths. And this is why you have, with sound, there's waves, sound waves, and different waves of in all forms of waves for light, the different light waves and everything else, the different spectrums and everything else. So yes, that, okay. And I definitely wholeheartedly agree with Ramon on that, and that is something that we always have to be aware of. One of the things I think is very, very important is that regardless of how someone else resonates, that should never change how you, your response to it is the most important thing. So I'm glad Ramon brought that up. Ramon, was that you or was that someone else?
No, it was me, Dave. I guess I'm trying to listen to you as you're putting, you know, how you're putting your how you're bringing, you know, interpreting this or bringing it back to us. I guess what I'm trying to say is look at it like this. Opposites attract. Like repel. In this world that we're in, we're having a funny effect going on. The men and the women are supposed to be attracting. That's the whole magnetism process. But we're repelling. So that means our polarities are working, it's not, we're not using our polarities correctly. That's what I'm trying to say, without getting in a long, drawn out, you know, conversation here.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, we're not working in that way. That's what's going on. A lot of what I think I'm seeing is that, because when opposites attract, that's the whole purpose of bring. That's how you bring together magnetism, which obviously, in the laws of magnetism, you have to have. I mean, and when you form pairs to create a magnetism, what you're doing basically is filling one with what it needs, and in return, it reciprocates. When you're dealing in like-minded polarities, neither one of them needs anything from each other, so they're just butting against each other. So they repel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to pull out of this conversation. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And no, because I definitely respect that, because that is true. I think we're saying the exact same thing, but we may be communicating it in a different way. In a different way. And that's so, so important, because the opposite attracting, one of the things that's very, very important, and we all know this, is that the current state and conditions that many happen to live in is not truly what they want to, what they really want to have as in their everyday present life. That takes a different energy moving. We have to take our energy and go in a different direction in order to get to where we want to go. And the overall movement of your energy is the most powerful thing. It's where miracles are created. It's where sustainability thrives. But it also is where other things thrive. One of the things I said about this system is that this system works because those that invoke this system have a free will. And they choose to respond to the world. And what I mean by the world, I mean the overall collective experience or the fullness of the environment around them that they like to create. They choose to go in a direction that they choose to go in, but that may not be a direction that you would go in, because there are different variables that actually come into factor. Everything, and what I love about this universe, everything matters. Everything matters. Math is the universal language. Everything matters. The smallest things could have the largest effect, or the larger things can have very little effect at all, which means that they're all influential and relevant. Everything is relevant. And there's a mathematical formula for the relevancy of everything. Some of us don't add up to the overall direction and will of others. And that's not that's wrong. It's the greatest thing that we have is our free will. We choose to invoke that. And I think among us is very, very important to know that building with individuals that have the same objective as you, but they may have a different method to getting there, is beneficial to you. It's extremely beneficial to you. Having a different objective than someone else doesn't mean that your objective or their objective is right or wrong. But what it does mean is this, that your objectives being so different may mean that you may be wasting your time trying to wasting your energy trying to actually get to your objective because you're paying far too much. You're giving far too much energy to something else. And the energy around us is so, so strong. It's the living force. Can never be extinguished. And how you respond to it is so, so important. So, so important. And that is something that you as an individual have the choice to do. And I know that for me, I'm seeing that historically it has proven, it's a mathematical equation, when we have a purposed direction that the universe itself thrives off of, the likelihood of you being able to maintain, the likelihood of you being able to acquire, the likelihood of you being able to sustainably develop culture is greater through the collective prudence of all and of many. Because collective prudence is really about an agreement. And that agreement may have nothing to do with the methods, but the agreement should definitely be tied to the objective. Case in point. In history, let's take a look at it this way. You take Malcolm and Martin. They may have both had the same objective, but they were trying to get there by different means. So they thought. So we thought. And so they may have started off doing, but may have realized that they were more alike than the opposite. They had more in common that could actually grow and nurture than otherwise. They had so much in common that their objectives and their methods still met them with the same fate physically, and they were willing to do that. And what I love about, and I'm going to talk about these two individuals with their collective prudence. What I loved about these two individuals is that they knew that their overall objective was not something that others wanted them to obtain for various reasons, because that meant that the overall equality of things and the overall peace and the birthright of things would have to be not even equally divided, but had to be upheld. Birthrights would have to be upheld. And these overall directions were so strong that these individuals realized that their physical bodies, that they would be prematurely, physically sent into the next dimension or transformation sooner than they otherwise would have if the overall collective prudence was much stronger and more sincere and more directed. But you know what they said? They said it's okay to die when you fight for life, because prosperity will surely come. They thought about something much greater than where they were. Knowing that their families were poor, knowing that their families would go through all kinds of hardships otherwise, that they would otherwise not have to go through if they made a different choice in some things, but their overall guide and their overall compass and their overall moral azimuth was much straighter. And they respected each other because of that. Probably even more than just a casual respect for each other. They became in harmony. They became in tune. They became where their overall interest was significant. Do you know that when Malcolm was assassinated, there were very few people among his friends and the overall individuals that said that they had an allegiance to, that they considered him their leader. They had an allegiance to their leader. Do you know that there was very few people that actually gave to Betty? From his attorney and a couple of other friends and business associates, they did. But you know where one check came from? Came from Martin. Not that that was going to replace or anything else. But Martin knew what Malcolm would have done for him and why he needed to do it. Because it was essential to where they were going and what they were trying to build. They were trying to build where it's not a matter about one individual making it, but it really is embedded in everyone seeing the importance of galvanizing this great thing that has been given to us as a gift called our free will with energy, with the force of energy behind it. One thing about power: if not properly disciplined, it will be destructive. And we have great power, but we haven't really focused a lot on disciplining our powers. Discipline our powers for something much more sustainable than the temporal moments. And what I liked about what really resonated with this collective prudence, what Ramon was saying, was here. This is how it struck me. You may think that you are opposite of someone else. You may think that, but that is essential to actually having the flow of energy at its greatest potential. You may think that you're opposite of someone. You may think that this individual has nothing, that has no likeness, or it has no communion with you. But that's very so far from what's true. Because one of the great things about our energy is that we can create a new universe. It can redefine physics. It can the overall mathematical equations. There are more mathematical equations than have ever been actually figured out that's still there. 1 + 1 could actually equal 1. 2 + 2 could actually equal 2. Because this, what's so great about this whole universe is that it works off of sustainability, so it never does what? It never stops creating from energy. And if we start to use that energy to create something that we think is mathematically impossible, we think that it can't be obtained. We think that... Can't do that because I don't like that person. Can't do this because this or that does not match with me. Well, until you actually put the energy into the equation, you'll never be able to see that it actually equals success and the necessity of that. That's why crowdfunding and crowdsourcing Crowdsourcing more than anything else, but above and beyond crowdfunding. Crowdsourcing is so, so important. Because in the crowd, you have no uniqueness. You have opposites everywhere. And that's what makes the energy of that crowd that much stronger. And the system always wants you to be the same. You have the same dislikes that the system domesticates you to and indoctrinates you to as the so-called ones that you don't like. And what that enables is that it enables a barrier that's fortified by energy to not to be broken. And we are constantly always creating something. My thing, are we creating, what's important to me, are we creating something that's sustainable and benevolent? Are we creating something that's sustainable and malevolent? Or are we creating an environment and an atmosphere and a universe that just doesn't care either way? It allows the blending of it all. But what's great about this system, I mean, what's great about this opportunity in crowdsourcing, you're putting your energy towards an objective with polar opposite individuals and still being able to obtain what you agreed upon. An agreement, the power of an agreement is not enforcing the agreement. The power of the of agreement is never to apply force to it. I'm going to give you this analogy. I play golf. Most people think in order to hit a golf ball a very long way, and you hold a golf club, and you have to hit a stationary object that's on the ground, and you have to put the right force in it to get it in the air and to get it to travel and to propel. Easy in thought, but very difficult to do without the overall physics of it all. In order to get that golf ball that's on the ground up in the air 300 yards away, traveling at 160, 170 miles per hour, or a swing that generates, 100 miles per hour, or hopefully 105 miles per hour, hitting a ball and having it on a trajectory that goes 300 yards in a chosen direction. Most people think that you would have to hold a golf club very tightly, muscle through it to be able to do that, because 300 yards is a long way. But in actuality, the lighter you hold the golf club, the less force you put into it, the more speed that you're able to gain by being able to move without any unbalanced interference, because that's what tension does. Tension brings in interference. It causes things to it's tense. Okay? In order to get the ball going, you have to hold your golf club as lightly as you possibly can and still be able to control it. If you squeeze it, the ball is not going to go where you want it to go. And that's just, I say that analogy for this, because we think that we have to use strong force when actually what we have to use is the lightness of being light, being flexible, being nimble, being agile. That is when you're able to make proper contact with the ball at the appropriate time that maximizes your overall swing speed, because you have no tension, because you never look at hitting the ball. You really just look at swinging the club through, and the ball happens to get in the way. Because with that overall mindset, you never put the energy at one particular spot. You have the energy always continuously flowing through, all the way through your follow through. And when you do that, that ball is able to go 300, 320, 325 yards and land where you want it to land, because you didn't apply tension. It's the same thing with this crowdsourcing. We have to use the multiple dynamics of everything in a golf swing, all the physics, all of the body movement, and the lightness and speed to be able to propel a sitting ball that's on the ground and having it travel where we want it to travel. Most people would think that you would need to apply a lot of force to do that. It's not force. It's not force at all. It's the proper energy. The proper energy. So I say that because in today's world, crowdfunding, crowdsourcing needs the appropriate energy that is not what most people think. And that's why we haven't been able to obtain that in the optimum way that best benefits all. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Yes, L.A. Ramon, I see the test. Is there. It's good. You may go to the commercial break. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and we'll see you in queue. We'll bring you up. 1 second, my phone never seems to end, and it's always going off and needed to really quickly. I can't do two things at one time. I just can't do it because I got to focus on what I'm doing. I need to just focus on the show right now. But sometimes some individuals, family individuals that call you that you can't say, you know, no to. So had to answer that. My man Jerry is there on the air. So let's go to Jerry. Welcome, Jerry, to Tando Radio Show. What saves you, my brother?
Yo, greetings to you and Scotty. I have missed the entire show, but I caught your analogy, and I will see you one.
Yes, sir.
I can't remember the name of that. That movie. It was Eddie Murphy, and it was a white dude who died a couple years back. Trading Places. That was the name of it. You remember that movie?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Mortimer.
Yes, exactly. So what we know is that although what you were saying is true, you still have to be wary of the people who create these games, because although you see them as innocent gestures, they was created for a specific purpose. And me not understanding and coming into understanding with the crowdfunding how would you address those particular issues? Because we know that what we do know is that these people had enough resources to put these crowdfunding together, and when you look at it in a benevolent way, you see that what they were saying initially actually works out, but that's not what was being showed from the get-go. So if all of this stuff matches up, but it wasn't being showed from the get-go, then what kind of and forgive me, I'm in the house cooking, so if you hear some background noise, I do have my children and a little bit of frying going on. I apologize.
No, you're good, brother.
So how would you tend to look at these things when you start seeing that a lot of details was left out? Because everybody don't pick up on these details the way the people of Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network pick up on these things. So when you're told something, for whatever odd reason, people still believe what people tell them. So when you see this is not happening, or that you see something is going on, but when you listen to the details that's provided to you, it don't equal out that way, how are you supposed to react from that particular instance? And I put myself on mute. Thank you for taking my call, Dave.
Okay, great. Hey, Jerry, give me some help here. I'm not quite sure how to answer that at all, because I don't know. Give me an example so that would help me out a whole lot more.
Okay. Sorry. Maybe too vague. My apologies again.
No, you good. Shoot for me, man. Don't be vague. Just give me, because I wasn't quite sure, because that I don't think that would help if I, because I'm not quite sure where, and I don't want to go in the direction your question wasn't really posing.
I understand. For instance, this crowdfunding that you brought to us, you came to us with all of the information that you was made aware of, but as time goes on, more intimate details tend to pop up. Now, they all align with the initial statement that you gave us about what it was doing, but when we looking at the when we looking at what you brought to us from the get-go, because you know you are a trusted figure as well as Scotty is, and even some of the other brothers and sisters who visit Black Talk Radio Network. So when y'all bring us something, we believe that for what it is that you tell us. Now, when other people get involved and the details start changing, it's not nothing that we would take away from y'all or to think of y'all in a different light, but how are we to respond to the people who knew these details and wasn't disposing them when they first come about? That's what I mean.
Okay, so you're talking about with Coins of Change?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what are you specifically talking about with Coins of Change? Because that will help me even further. And there's a reason why I asked that. And then I'll tell you why I asked that, because I want to make sure that it's properly answered your question.
Oh, understood. You know, I have questions and answers for days. One of the questions, one of them was how the contribution stages work. When you first brought mm-hmm. it to us, it was every time a line was filled, is that there would be some type of kickback, which turned out not to be true.
No, you're wrong. That...
Okay,
no.
Well, I'm waiting.
No, you're wrong, Jerry. Here's what happened. The presentation that I told you, exactly, it does happen the way it happens. it was, what happens is that sometimes people think that it's supposed to happen other than what was actually written out. They haven't changed the overall format of it from the very beginning, and everything that they told you would happen is happening in there. If you would read, one of the things that's very, very important is that you have to read what you're in. You have to know what it is, and it tells you detail. Because what you're talking about is that it says that a contribution will be made to you once 27, let's say in one line, 27 people make that contribution. You make a contribution that activates you for a certain stage. Just because you're activated for a certain stage doesn't mean that you're immediately going to get paid that. You can only be paid that when everybody else makes that same contribution. If you, let's say, you're in stage four, okay, if you're in stage one or stage two, let's say you're in stage two. You're in stage two, but you're not going to get out of stage two to go to stage three because you got paid enough to go to stage three until you get paid enough to go to stage three. Just because you enter into second stage means that you have to get paid from second stage to move to stage three. Meaning everyone that you have with you, you have to get them to your stage. They make the contribution, then you move on. So the system is always laid it out that way. But I think what happens is that we look at it at one way and we didn't really understand because it's something that's new. Something that's new to you, sometimes we look at things in the wrong way. But as you start to become more proficient in something, then you see how something really works. If you look at a car engine for the first time, it's a maze. But the more and more you work on a car, you understand why things work and how they work. And until you understand that, you will not get why and how things work. So that's very, very, very important. The actual system itself in Coins of Change has never changed on the contribution part. If any changes that it made, it enhanced the contribution, but it's always been the same. This is what people were thinking. They think that once they enter a stage that they get that payment from that stage. No, you get the payment from that stage when you leave that stage because everyone else behind you has made that contribution for you to go to the next stage. So best way to put it, in order for you to get paid at a certain level, everyone beneath you has to get to that level. Just because you're there doesn't mean that you're going to get paid that overall level, because how can you get paid at that level when there's no contributions to be given to you? Everyone else behind you has to get to that level so that they can make the contributions for you to be paid. And that is how it's always been laid out in the documentation, laid out in all of the literature, but that is not how people understood it because they didn't know the system. And by not knowing the system, they were thinking something other than what was right there written on paper, and it's always been there. So that's very, very, very important. When it comes to anything, there's an obligation. One thing that I always do, me myself, if I'm going to engage in something, I want to know everything about what it is so I have a full understanding and I know what this means. If you look at the wording of everything that's there, it tells you everything, but it's not what people think. Is what the system actually does. And people will think that it does something more than it does. There can be no payment given to you when there is no contribution that's there for you to reap from. Has to be from everybody else behind you getting there. That's why it says you'll be eligible. It activates. Then you can receive up to once you have 27 or 81 people or 240 people once they make their contribution. That's what a lot of people overlooked in this whole thing. You got to wait for the individuals behind you to make the overall level that you want to get paid at, not just you entering that level. That was because when we get introduced to something new, we don't know how it really works. And I brought this opportunity to everyone about 3 months ago, no, about 2 months ago, and then it's only been around 2.5 months ago, and it's only been around for a month and a half, short of just 2 months. And then once all of the literature and the platform came out, you could see where it is and what it does. One of the things that's very, very important is that anything that you involve in, you have to put energy in. Part of that energy is that everything in that platform, there's not one thing on that platform you shouldn't know already as an individual. You should know where this is, where that is, and where even when they do new things. Because why? Why? Because you're engaging in this. Because you're engaging in it. And you ask the questions. But one of the things that's very, 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 very particular is that you have to know all of the agreements that are there and what is said is going to do. And if you do that, you'll do well. And I thought the exact same thing when I first got into it. But it makes all the sense in the world once you do know what it was, and then you look at it and you don't say that they try to change something on you. Because they never changed anything on you, and that's a misrepresentation. They never changed one thing on you. It's always been that way. But what was is that we anticipated and we thought something other than what it was. And that's not something that is a fault of theirs. It's really a misunderstanding of us. Because it's still there, and it's still the absolute truth. So I hear what you're saying, but I totally disagree with it, Jerry, because that's not what happened. That's not what happened at all. What really happened is that some people thought some things were going to happen, and they didn't read what was there in front of them. And because of that, they came away with an impression that something else was going to happen other than what was already stipulated, what was going to happen. It's impossible to get contributions when there's no one to give that contribution. So the compensation plan, the contribution plan, had never changed. Never, ever, ever changed. It's always been that way, and it always will be that way. But now when you start to see how it really works, it makes all the sense of in the world. In order for you to get paid or to get the contribution, there has to be someone that's contributing. If no one is contributing, then there is no contribution to be made. So that's what this whole thing has always been about. And one of the things that's important about this whole thing is that this platform wasn't created by David or by Jerry. And so what has to happen is that David and Jerry and everybody else has to see what the overall individuals that created this platform how did they create this platform, and what's the overall agreement within that platform. And then you can say, okay, I can expect this to happen at this particular time. And then you will have realistic expectations. So they haven't changed anything. I myself made the mistake of thinking one thing when I first got into it as well. But then when I read it and see it, it stands true to what it said it would always do. And it has done that. So that's how I would end. And I wanted to make sure, because I wasn't quite sure if you were talking about where you were going. I wanted to, since you asked the question, I wanted to make sure that I answered the real question that you had. And I didn't want to assume that it was something else. So I can say confidently that it's always been true to what it said it would do. The expectations of others have been greater than that. And that's a misunderstanding. Totally misunderstanding. And that's not what the program has ever been about. So I just wanted to answer it that way. Did I answer your question, Jerry, or did you have something that you wanted to add to it, or? Jerry?
My apologies, man. My children in the background acting crazy. Yes, that answered my question greatly. As a matter of fact, hold on just a second. That answered my question greatly. And what I have noticed is that it was a lot of people who noticed the same things. One of the things that you mentioned, Dave, was that. And I know that you got to get off of here because it's almost over. It's that the documentation, you know, that's one of the things that had to be updated. So when I speak about changing things, I'm talking about the stuff that wasn't there, that's there at the current state. So yes, I understand exactly what you're saying, and that's one of the reasons why I said that once I start seeing how it works out, that it makes complete sense. But it's just from the initial point, like you say, and I don't even think it's been 2.5 months. It may have been like 1 month to 3 weeks. So yes, it's fresh and brand new, being put together. And that's just one of the questions that I know several people have that most people probably would not ask. So I wanted to ask you directly. That way.
Okay.
You know.
Yep. Definitely, because I mean it's something that should be asked, and that was one of the reasons why I wanted to have a members call. So for the overall individuals that are members, so that they can look in their own for themselves and see where it is, and once because this is a part of, and I was having a conversation with another person that's in Coins of Change, and I said that one of the things that we have to do is we have to have more in-service classes with the people that are there so that they can see exactly what it is and how it exactly works. Because people are working jobs, people are doing this and people are doing that. And I didn't want people to come in with any false expectations of something and what that means. Okay? One of the good things I like about Coins of Change is you can get out at any time. But I definitely suggest that you would get out at a time that where you were in profit. And one of the things that's very, very important, one of the things that I knew was going to be a problem was that it was only a $50. For some people, $50 is more than another, but it was still a $50 worth of investment. And they saying through crowdfunding, you could gain this and gain that. And these were high numbers. And it's true, you can. But see, what happens sometimes is that people look at the dollar value instead of looking at the true value. The true value, and I've always said this, the true value in Coins of Change has nothing to do with Bitcoin. Has everything to do with the collective prudence to bring 59,000 people together. That's power. Because the $50 worth of cash or Bitcoin is still currency. But what the most powerful thing is actually the overall collective energy that's being moved. But everyone has their different, you know, objectives, their different causes, their different reasons. I get that. But what was critical for me was the value of it all. What's the value? Because the platform is extremely valuable. There's very few platforms that only have you make a contribution one time and a $50, and you still can do this. But that can only happen if you master one of the most critical, fundamental truths in economics. The more sustainable energy that you have, the more relevant in value and intrinsic momentum you'll gain. That's the most powerful thing about this platform. But hey, listen, everyone, gotta get ready, get out of here. For those of you that are in Coins of Change, we're gonna have a conference call at 7:30 Eastern Central Standard Time, and the number is going to be area code 669-900-6833. And the actual code is going to be 423-006-4983. So, all right, everyone, got to get ready to get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Braggs, if you're there, if you could chime us out, greatly appreciate it. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.